Good morning, everyone.
Our call to worship this morning is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul is giving a defense of his apostleship to the Corinthian church, and he says, "For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed, and seated with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked." Did you know we're naked right now? Because we're not in heaven. We're not with the Lord. We're not in that heavenly dwelling. "For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life." Heaven transcends this life, doesn't it? "Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. As long as we're on this earth, we don't have that heavenly dwelling yet. But we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord." I don't know about you, but I'm longing for a country to which I've never been before. Why do we worship? Why do we come here this morning? It's because Christ's love compels us. Because of what he did on the cross. Because of what he did on the cross is what allows us to spend eternity with him and escape the wrath of hell. That's the reason we should worship this morning. So as we worship, think about that. Think about who has paid the price. Think about who has given us eternal life. I can't think of any other reason why we should worship. Father, thank you this morning for your word and for the truth of it. May we worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen.